Introduction to Poetry Unit Notes 1. We have looked at many different types of writing so far this year. For example, we did lots of journal entries on different topics, reflections, we wrote about memories and connections, or what you might call personal writing. We also did informational texts like how-to, magical recipes, and instructions like when you created the rules for your ADSD toy design projects. We also wrote climbing stories with action and climax and walking stories about one topic with a phrase that repeated. And you wrote fictional stories from your brain's imagination pocket. Now, we will take a look at another form of writing, poetry. What is poetry? What makes a poem? Do you know any literary devices that are frequently used in poetry? How do authors use language when they write poems? Does this form of writing remind you of any other form? This week, I would love for you to read lots of poems and see if you can answer some of these questions about what makes a poem, and what makes a good poem. Remember, you should be able to back up your statement with evidence. Why do you think so? Let's start with this one by Shel Silverstein. If you are a dreamer, come in. If you are a dreamer, a wisher, a liar, a hoper, a prayer, a magic bean buyer. If you're a pretender, come sit by the fire, for we have some flaxen golden tales to spin. Come in, come in. Next, I want you to go read, 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 and enjoy. And don't forget to track your reading on your poetry reading tracking sheet. Thank you.